Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 19th of October. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Alex Brock to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at the headlines this week. In Guildford, Surrey County Council refusing to reveal Brexit plans. There's a scheme for Woodham New Town looks set to be axed, and villagers are fighting with Hollywood studio giants over Shepparton studio expansion. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Alex now. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, thank you. And with you?
Yes, very well, thank you.
I'm glad you've had to tell me that, because apparently Surrey County Council's a bit secretive about their Brexit plans.
Yeah, so this is one of the stories that appears in pretty much every edition of the Surrey Advertiser this week. So Surrey County Council has actually refused to reveal what it thinks Brexit will mean for the county. So responding to a Freedom of Information request from the Surrey Advertiser, the County Council has admitted it has examined the consequences for Surrey of the UK leaving the EU, but it has argued that releasing these documents would undermine the effective conduct of public affairs, in their words.
Interesting set of words, isn't it? I wonder what that means.
Yeah, so apparently the council further claims it would be distracted by requests for action or public concern about its plans if they were revealed. This decision is actually in contrast to that of almost 30 other local authorities, which have already revealed what they think Brexit will mean for their areas. This includes Kent County Council, which told Sky News it suggested a 30-mile lorry park on the M20 might be needed for at least 4 years. Loads of other local authorities have named issues such as civil unrest and lack of food supplies as possible impacts arising from Brexit. East Sussex County Council, for example, has expressed concerns about the impact on Brexit on provision of social care, which is an area that has already come under strain in Surrey. So the Surrey Advertiser have requested documents dealing with planning for Brexit or focusing on the consequences the county of leaving the EU. However, Sarah Baker, the council's monitoring officer, ruled that information was exempt from disclosure.
Right, because it doesn't come under the Freedom of Information Act then.
Well, that's what the council are arguing, yeah. This has obviously attracted criticism from other councillors. For example, the Labour County Councillor Robert Evans said he was surprised Surrey is being so secretive. This is an important matter, and the residents, whether they voted Remain or leave, need to know that the County Council is preparing for all eventualities. Similarly, the leader of the County Council's Liberal Democrats, Chris Bottom, said the response from the County Council seems to be completely bizarre. There will be concerns about workforce preparation and traffic coming from Dover. While the County Council doesn't want to be seen to be scaremongering, I think it would be helpful for them to say what contingency plans are in place and what residents of Surrey can do to help with those contingency plans. It would be good to engage residents so we can all feel part of the solution for a very intractable problem. The Surrey Advertiser has appealed the decision by the council, which declined to provide further comments. So it will be interesting to see whether they will eventually reveal what the impact of Brexit will be in Surrey.
Indeed, interesting. You say 30 councils have revealed, but that means an awful lot of councils haven't, as well as Surrey, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder what they think's in store for us then. Are we going to see lorry parks on the M25 as well, queuing to get onto the M20 down to Dover? We'll wait and see how you get on with your appeal on that one then. Apparently Guildford Starring Pub is effectively closed after a noise abatement notice.
Yeah, so this is one of the main stories in this week's Guildford edition. So Guildford's legendary Star Inn will effectively close as a music venue from Sunday, December the 9th, after the Borough Council issued it with a noise abatement notice. The manager of the Star, in Quarry Street, where punk band The Stranglers played the first official gig back in 1974, was issued with the notice on Monday following a single complaint from the developer of a neighbouring block of flats. So Borough Council leader Paul Spooner had previously given the venue his full support, saying there was no risk to this fantastic venue under my tenure. but despite cross-party support, councillors were unable to stop the legal process. The pub's manager, Georgina Baker, described the decision as stupid these words and said this will kill our business, leading to job losses, as well as the loss of the community, to the community of a vital cultural asset. I can't understand it. Thousands of people have enjoyed music here for decades, but one property developer is allowed to end all that because it interferes with his money-making scheme. We're a business too, and one from which many more people benefit, and we will hear first. And we were here first, so why is his short-term financial game seem to be more important than our established and much-loved venue? The developer, Neil Young, converted former offices in Mill Lane into four flats and made the noise complaint about the Star, which backed onto the property back in May. Now the pub has until December to comply with the notice, which requires reduction in noise levels or faces fines of up to £20,000. Pounds. Councillor Spooner who announced his support for the Star after the noise complaint was made, said he was very disappointed. My position remains unchanged. I strongly believe it is absurd that the law allows a century-old live music venue to be under pressure due to a recent development nearby. That said, I have to accept that officers are following due processes. I'm reassured that the lead member for licensing is doing all he can to resolve the situation. I know that among politicians, there remains strong support for the Star in. So, yeah, and there is a petition on change.org to keep the Star operating as a music venue, which has already reached more than 21,000 signatures already. And you can find that online if you want to get involved.
Indeed, really quite a controversial decision there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, we move to Woking area, and a scheme for Woodham Newtown looks set to be axed.
Yeah, so this is one of the main stories on the Woking edition. The controversial plans to build 1,200 homes on greenbelt land near Woking look set to be axed now. So last year, Woking Borough Council consulted residents about the proposal for the so-called Woodham Newtown. It received more than 32,000 responses from 3,000 people and organisations, 2,445 of whom objected to the possibility. After the plans for the land between Martyrs Lane, Woodham Lane and Guildford Road were revealed, a campaign was launched in opposition to development, raising issues such as traffic, the land's role in preventing urban sprawl and the desire to prevent animals and Asian wetlands in the area. The consultation ended in February 2017, and residents have been waiting ever since to hear the council's decision. So documents published ahead of yesterday's full council meeting reveal that the safeguarding of the site for development is not being recommended by planning officers. In 2015, the public consultation on the site allocation document drew 32,000 representations from more than 1,600 organisations. As a result, the Martyrs Lane site was put forward in place of six greenbelt sites in Byfleet, Mayford and Bryford. However, it's now been recommended that the two sites in Byfleet should be taken out of the greenbelt. They're located south of Parvis Road and south of Rectory Lane, respectively. The Martyrs Lane land is across from the headquarters of motoring giant McLaren, although the company is not involved in the proposed development. And planning documents basically reveal that council officers are recommended that the land should not be safeguarded for development due to a number of reasons, such as the safeguarding of the land for future development will not be justified by the recommendations of the Greenbelt Boundary Review Report and other evidence. But we've got the full story on that and the full list of reasons why the site is now not being considered in this week's Woking edition. But yeah, this is another example of a big development with thousands of homes again.
Yes, I think they're looking...
being rejected due to greenbelt concerns, basically.
Yes, I think they're looking into the next decade, aren't they, to see where development can take place to meet housing targets. And I know, as you mentioned, my village of Purford earlier, that a couple of fields there were planned for redevelopment. I think it's now only one, or even that's under query as well. But we won't see how this all develops and how Woking Borough does meet its housing target.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now we've got villagers fighting with Hollywood Studios over a Shepperton studio expansion plans.
Yeah, so this is the latest on the Shepperton expansion plans, which has been an ongoing thing for the Runnymede and Spellthorn sort of area. So residents are in a fight against some of the Hollywood's most powerful players over plans to expand the studios on Greenbelt land. An application to quadruple the size of the site in Shepperton as part of a £500 million expansion has received the backing of some of the biggest entertainment companies in the world, including Disney, Netflix and Lucasfilm. British Film Institute is also in favour, as is Culture Secretary Jeremy Wright. Movie bosses argue failure to expand will harm the British film industry and could mean having to shift production elsewhere due to a shortage of production space. However, residents are objected to the proposals on the grounds of noise and air pollution, as well as against building on Greenbelt land. Spellthorn Borough Council has received letters for and against the plan. Netflix has promised to make great use of the facilities. Meanwhile, on the other side of the argument, Jefferson resident Amy Kane is objected to the move on the grounds of pollution, noise, Greenbelt land, protection trees and wildlife. Keith Parker, another resident, is also against the plans and says the new buildings have been yet to deal with high buildings, plenty of noise and new vehicle movement 24/7. As I said, this is not going sort of saga within the Spellthorn community. And you can find the full story on in this week's
webinar. Right. Yes. Thank you, Alex. I think you're breaking up a little bit at the moment, but we'll soldier on. Got a bit slightly poor line today. The final story then about Elmbridge reaching its target for resettling Syrian refugees.
Yes, so this is one of the main stories from this week's Elmbridge edition. Elmbridge has reached its target for housing refugee families in the borough and has placed to take in more. So far, five families in total have been welcomed into the borough by the council since 2016, which isn't a massive number, but compared to other local authorities, it is quite a decent amount. The council pledged that year to take in up to 15 Syrian families over a five-year period as part of a resettlement scheme. At a cabinet meeting last Wednesday, portfolio holder for housing councillor Andrew Kelly said the council would continue working towards the overall target of 15 families. He said, we can't guarantee we'll get to the 15 figure, but we will continue working there as best we can. Council leader Tim Oliver agreed, saying, there are challenges in finding families, but we continue to take that forward. Steve Wells from the Elmbridge CAD Group, which helps resettle the families by raising funds and material resources, said, we have learned a lot about how to welcome refugees. We have a really good setup. The council and organisations are working really well together. Now, looking forward to the challenge of welcoming all refugees. You can get the full story on that in this week's Elmbridge edition.
Right, well, thank you very much, Alex, for taking us through all of the top stories this week in the Surrey Advertiser. And, of course, if people want to keep up with their local part of Surrey, get the local edition of the Surrey Advertiser out today. Thank you, Alex. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Alex Brock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk. Radio.